right. Well, we tried it. We did.
You know. A man and his computer, a boy and his dog, and, well, you know. Ron Rademacher, everybody. He is a whiz with a fishing pole and snowshoes and backpacking through the woods. But computers? Not so much. Hey, Ron, how are you?
Well, you know, I'm disappointed, Steve. I had my hair done, you know, my eyebrows plucked.
Understood.
You know, I even got out of my bathrobe. So,
yeah, you can put that back on, Ron. Anyhow.
Yeah, so, you know, and I was listening to your talk earlier about eating healthy, you know, and you were talking about bacon.
Right.
We changed our habits with bacon, too, because I read somewhere that fried foods are not good for you. So we always bake our bacon in the oven now.
You know, I'd be tempted to
do
that.
It's actually pretty good anymore.
It's actually pretty good in the oven.
Yeah, pretty good, yeah.
Look, it's bacon, dude. It's bacon.
Yes.
It can't be bad. All right.
And speaking of good food, just so everybody knows, if you're traveling through Oceana County anytime in the next couple of weeks, stop at one of the local restaurants, get some deep fried asparagus.
Deep fried asparagus?
Oh, my God, is it good. And the two or three places, they all do it different. You got to get to a local place to get it. But, yeah, this is the asparagus capital of the world, Oceana County. And right. They bread it up lightly and deep fry it. And, man, you cannot believe how good it is. It comes right out of the field that day. And that's the day you get it.
And where is that?
Oceana County. That's where Pentwater is, Silver Lake.
Right, okay.
You know, the dunes, all that. Yeah, so if you're around Hart or Shelby or any of those towns, Pentwater, if you're going over to Brown Bear for a burger or going out to Open Hearth, who has the best in our opinion,
right?
This is the time. Because, you know, asparagus is being picked right now, and it only goes for a month or so, and then it's all over again. So,
all right. There you go.
And Michigan,
all right, that's crazy.
Michigan, it's a fantastic place, yeah.
Yeah.
And you might be on your way through that county, on your way for one of the Morrell Mushroom events this week, you know.
They're everywhere. And some next week, too. I saw that on the list that Boyne City, I think, is that this weekend or next weekend?
That's next weekend.
National
May 10th through 12th. Yeah. You got Misek has theirs, and, of course, Lewiston has their Morrell Mushroom Festival, and they have guided hunts out there.
Yeah, and, I went on a guided hunt in Boyne City once. There were dozens of us. We found zero. None. Not one.
You might want to get a different guide next time.
Yeah, they took us out there by the bus. They took
Tommy
our money.
Williams.
Yeah, they took our money and took us out there by the
nice
bus.
Thing about, the nice thing about the ones in Lewiston is, you know, you can go over to Tally's and get one of those Tally burgers, or maybe the best cheeseburger in the state is at the Lewiston Hotel Bar and Grill.
Oh, well, there you go. So.
Those two places. And, of course, you know, the curling club is there, Steve. I'll keep reminding you of that.
Right. I love the curling club. I'd like to love the curling club.
But so if you don't get to one of those, you're right. Next week is the big national up there in Boyne City. And, you know, that's where your northern compound is. It's a grand time up there. So we got some good stuff going on for Mother's Day, which is this weekend. Try to remember that. You know, make some bacon for Mom. But two or three trips you could take. One of my favorites, of course, is the Trillium Ravine. I think I talked about it on one of the very first times I was on your show.
Yeah.
That is down by Buchanan, and that is blooming now and is usually peaking at Mother's Day. So the Trilliums only last for a couple of weeks. It's awesome, well worth going down there. Very short walk. And then you can go to someplace Mother's Day dinner. Tulip time all week in Holland. So for the tulips, and then it's blossom time in St. Joseph on May 11th. So take Mom out to see some flowers.
All right. I like that. I mean, a good thing for Mom. You know, I had, believe it or not, I got trillium growing right in my yard right now. I'm like, look at that.
So, yeah. That doesn't surprise me. So when you're seeing them there, like, so you're set down around Mason or Jackson or someplace, when you're down that way, when you're seeing them, that means the Trillium Ravine is in full bloom right now. So this weekend should be perfect. And I've never had anybody go who hasn't gotten a hold of me and said it is just one of the best places in the whole state that nobody knows about.
That's crazy. The Trillium Ravine.
Yeah.
So, and how do you get there?
You go to 131 down by Buchanan. You take the Geyer Road exit, and you just follow Geyer Road. You can only go one way on Geyer Road, and you just stay on that road. It'll wind around and wind around, G-E-Y-E-R. It'll go through some big mansions and everything, and finally it'll go across this little stream, and that's where you park. There's a big sign there, and the path goes in. It's a couple of acres. The ravine is about 50 feet deep, two or three football fields long, and it's just completely full of trilliums, several different colors of trilliums. There's also some poppies that grow down in there, but it's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And there's just
poppies.
A little path. I mean, you can't
poppies. All right.
Poppies. And this is the only place where some of these trilliums grow. This is the only place in Michigan where they grow because of the environment there. It's warmer there by a few degrees. That's why they're blooming earlier than the rest of the state.
Very nice. Very so, nice. There you go.
So those of you off-roaders, it's Jeep the Mac. So the Jeep people are up there on Drummond Island. You know, they come over. Hummers come over from Canada to test their skills on some of these trails they've got out there. And if you go to Jeep the Mac and look at the pictures on Drummond Island, you won't believe some of the places these guys get with these Jeeps. Very, very rough off-roading, and they have a blast out there. And finally, if you can't get off to one of those, you know, over there in Waterloo, the Waterloo Farm Museum is having their free museum day on May 11th.
Right.
And this is a restored farmhouse built in the 1850s, and they've got an old Perkins windmill there and a large house with a stone fireplace. Great
Excellent.
Stuff.
MichiganBackRoads.com is the place to find out more with Ron Rademacher. MichiganBackRoads.com, MichiganBackRoads.com. I'm going to continue to do my homework here on tornadoes. I'm doing my best here. MichiganBackRoads.com, if you want to have a stormy Ron Rademacher promote you right here. Not to be confused with any other Stormy.
There's Stormy Daniels, and there's Stormy Ron and Stormy Daniels.
Exactly. And you're not being called to the stand, though. All right, MichiganBackRoads.com. Ron Rademacher, everybody. Ron, next week, TV time and radio time at the same time. Bye-bye now.
Yeah, let's get the technical stuff worked out.